Rumors of a Rajasthan government takeover are denied by a mission group. Bible college classes remain on schedule in India despite a rocky start, and a call for help goes out to keeping a Christian school afloat in Honduras. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Widespread headlines, rumors a Christian orphanage may be taken over by Rajasthan, India's social welfare system. However, Hope Givers International's Michael Glenn says the rumors started when
the state social welfare ministry over there in Kota, Rajasthan, has sent some staff people out to kind of explore and everything else, but that's a little bit of, kind of a scare tactic and a little of intimidation by them.
The campaign began after the High Court in Jaipur failed to restore Hope Givers licenses and frozen bank accounts. All was done a few months ago when Hindu nationalists accused Hope Givers of creating communal disharmony by their work there. Glenn says he's hopeful things will be worked out soon.
We're hearing from our attorneys that this is something that is unconstitutional in a democratic republic like this. And so anything for them to do like this would be illegal, and we've been filing appeals on all the other issues.
Funding is needed for legal fees so ministry can resume. Next, despite a slow start, classes started on schedule last week at a Gospel for Asia Bible College in Rajasthan, India. 3 weeks ago, GFA staff was told they needed to find a new space for classes. The facility landlord was concerned for the safety of his family because of the open persecution of Christians. But a last-minute change of plans allowed GFA to remain. Gospel for Asia's 54 Bible colleges just began a new academic year with more than 9,000 enrolled students. You're listening to Mission Network News. Honduras's unemployment rate is just over 50%. Poverty strikes hard at every venue, especially schools. Worldwide Christian Schools Steve Goering says that they're working to help a school partner in Catacamas, Central Honduras.
What they're at right now is a time of regrouping. We're going to rebuild the school with hands teams as our mission trips. And the other issue is that we need to raise additional support for the next year to 2 years to make sure that the teachers are well paid and that they're able to retain good teachers.
It starts with the rebuild, but they're shoring up more than the building. Goering says that they're looking for sponsors, saying it's an investment in the groundwork for ministry.
That will help them make the difference up in their budget. They're running 5,000 lempiras a month behind, which is basically $277 U.S. The Christian education is evangelism, it's discipleship, and it's education all wrapped in one. Most of these families cannot afford a Christian education, and the public school education that's available in these countries, frankly, is very poor.
Meanwhile, global aid networker Gain USA continues to spread the word about needs in Jamaica. Many Jamaicans are living in desperately poor conditions and need assistance. As the Gain team meets the physical needs, they're able to share the gospel with those they help. This summer, they're heading to a mountain community outside Montego Bay, where they'll be working with an orphanage and detention center. The team also plans to help begin building a church in the region. And they're the outcasts of Europe, looked down upon nearly everywhere they go. But the Roma people are hearing about the love of Christ through radio broadcasts. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says that their programs are meeting with growing response in the Balkan Romani language.
For many years, we've been producing programs through Trans World Radio in Bulgaria. And in the past few years, we've added one and now recently a second station in Albania.
DeYoung says they're encouraged to see their work bearing fruit as the Roma people have intense interest in the gospel.
This group of people, the Gypsies, the Roma people, who have experienced a lot of discrimination and rejection in many of the countries where they are. There's no place really where they're in the majority. They're a minority in lots of different countries, but they are proving to be among the most responsive to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Join Mission Network News and Buckner Orphan Care International for a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Leningrad, Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Information is available at 1-800-995-4828 or at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.